guys. So I'm driving home and I thought I would record my little banana story for you guys. So if you hear like car sounds, like bumpy roads and stuff like that, I'm sorry. Okay, so on to the story. I was a freshman in high school. Let us time travel back to my fifth grade years. And a little background. So I'm from a Chinese family, and my parents are not very, very crazy about me learning about, like, sex stuff and menstrual stuff and guy stuff. So anyways, in fifth grade, we have this thing that replaces health class called family life. And we had to get permission slips signed saying that, yes, I allow my daughter to, son or daughter, to attend these family life classes, or no, I do not allow my daughter to attend so-and-so. And my mom, like I said, she thought I was too young to learn about this stuff, so she signed no on the permission slip. I handed it back to my teacher, and then I ended up being the only fifth grader out of the whole fifth grade class to not attend those classes. So I had to go to the library, and crap, I'm stuck in traffic. So I had to go to the library and sit in the library and work on a health workbook that we were using that year. And then that day I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I'm the only one who's not taking the classes. So it was kind of like peer pressure, sort of. So I told my mom that, and she's like, okay, fine, I'll let you go. So my mom signed another permission slip, and she let me go. And that's how I learned about sex and safe sex and periods and stuff like that. And then, okay, so now fast forward to freshman year in high school. And it was finals season, and then during the summer, and then I come home from school. My mom gives me a banana to eat as a snack before dinner, and then I finished the banana. I go upstairs. I had to pee, so I went to the bathroom. I took my pants off, took off my underwear, and then, like, I see blood, and I'm like, what is this? And I freak out. I had no idea what it was. And my first thought was that it was because of the banana. Like, the banana somehow, in some way, messed up my internal organs and made me pee blood or something. I know. Stupid now that I think about it. But anyways, I didn't think of telling my mom because we weren't that close. I was kind of like an angsty teenager back then, so I kept quiet to myself. The rest of the night, I don't think I remember seeing any more blood, so it was just kind of like one of those one-time heavy spotting things. Sorry, guys. And I just forgot about it. Well, not really forgot about it, but like I'm still kind of like internally freaking out. Okay, so then the next day, I didn't tell my mom. The next day, I come back home from another school day. I think it was the last day of classes, too. And I ate another banana that my mom gave me. And then I was like, okay, so, like, since I'm eating another banana, I have to see once and for all if this banana is doing crazy shit to my body. So I go back upstairs after I finish eating the banana, and I, lo and behold, see blood again. And then I'm like, and this time I'm seriously freaking out much more than I freaked out the first time I saw blood. I go downstairs and I'm walking so awkwardly. I don't know why. I think it was just because of the blood on my underwear. I walk downstairs and I finally tell my mom. I'm like, and I'm like about to cry and I'm like, Mom, I'm bleeding. And she's like, what do you mean you're bleeding? And I'm like, I'm peeing blood and I don't know what it is. And then she just laughs at me. And she just told me that I'm having my period. And I'm like, oh, okay. And then that was when I felt like kind of stupid for thinking that. So that is the reason why I dislike eating bananas. Yeah, it's kind of stupid now that I think about it, but it's quite a funny story that I like to tell, even though it is a little graphic. Yeah. Also, now that I think about it and that I'm stuck in traffic, I do have another story relating food. So, you know those mint candies, the red and white swirly ones that you get at restaurants after your meal? So I was a very young kid. I think I might have been like 4 or 5. I had one of those candies and then I accidentally swallowed it whole, and it was still like a big one because I just popped it in my mouth, and it was stuck in my throat, and I I was crying, and I told my mom and my grandpa, and they freaked out, and they made me drink a lot of water to try to hopefully get it to slide down my throat, which it eventually did. And at that moment, I was like, I was crying, I was freaking out, I felt like I was going to die. And so now I can't eat those either. I can eat other ones, like the butterscotch candies, but I just can't eat the red and white swirly ones because it's just association by default that I would die once I eat those. So that was a short and sweet story. I don't think I have any more, but if I do, I'll definitely record it for you guys and let you guys know a little bit more about me and my weird ways and thoughts. So, anyways, I'm gonna try to sit through this traffic. I'm only like 10 minutes home, and this is ridiculous, listening to my classical music. So, alright. See you guys later. Peace.